Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. Christian civilization is the goal. The goal of the Great Commission, the goal of God's purposes on planet Earth, is Christian civilization, where nations, tribes, tongues all confess Christ and all adorn themselves with the beauty of the gospel. You see, when we talk about Christian civilization, we're not just talking about professing believers, but we're talking about the Christian ethic dominating the public space, the private space, and every space in between. We're talking about the biblical worldview coming to grip people on planet Earth, where there is a God. He is the triune God. He is the true God. There is a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. There is a point of redemption, the cross of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, the ascension of Jesus, that these things, these beliefs, these worldview points, these world and life points, are the dominant worldview of the people on planet Earth. But it's also the intangible things of the gospel, things like Christmas celebrations, things like risk-taking, things like stewarding creation, things like education. All these things have to do with a Christian civilization. That is the goal. You see, when Jesus gave the Great Commission, our modern-day translations of the Bible translate it as make disciples of all nations. And what we tend to think and what we tend to take from that is that we're supposed to make individual people disciples within nations. But the text simply says disciple the nations, teach the nations. We should be teaching the nations, the national scene, the tribal scene, the ethnic scene. We need to be teaching those things, and that's the goal, Christian civilization, a revival of Christendom, a revival of the biblical ethic, the biblical worldview, and the adornings of the gospel in public and private life. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.